What's up, guys? It's Gray Haas, and you have no idea how much it helps us when people like Gary, Amanda A., David A.S., and someone called Big Easy Blasphemy, great handle, by the way, join the Patreon. Our goal is to try to get to 500 supporters over there, which frees us up to do more things like live shows, live streams, and bonus content. You can even do a free trial. So please, please help us reach our goal of 500 supporters. For the price of a cup of coffee per month, you can help Mega keep going. Head to patreon.com/megathepodcast or check the link in the show notes. And thanks. Hey friends, you've probably heard me mention ButcherBox on here before, but if you haven't tried it, I gotta wonder, maybe you just hate deals? ButcherBox is high-quality meat and seafood you can trust, delivered right to your doorstep. It takes the guesswork out of shopping, and it is a godsend when it comes to saving me money and time. And here's the thing. If you're going to be cooking meat or seafood, just give it a try for a month and see if you like it. It feels decadent to have a freezer stocked with your favorite ingredients, and truly, who else is offering you free protein for a year? That's manna from heaven. What even is manna, by the way? Anyway, today, ButcherBox is giving Mega listeners free ground beef for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Use my link, butcherbox.com/mega, and use code MEGA to get free ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/mega, and use the code MEGA.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Mega is an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional megachurch.
We are here. Lord, we are here. And we're ready to podcast.
Hiya, I'm Hallie Labonte, and this is Mega, coming to you from Twin Hills Community Church, where every single week we're giving our mega church a tiny family feel. We introduce you to members of our church staff, people from our community. Ooh, it's a treat and a treasure. Well, per usual, I'm joined by my co-host. He's the youth pastor for our high school ministry called Climax. Please welcome Gray Haas.
Psalms of a Baghdad, Hallie. How are you?
I am so blessed. How are you? How are your teens in Climax?
Oh, you know, Hallie, I got a call on Friday night. It was a bummer because, you know, sometimes I have high times with my teens. Sometimes I've got low times. Mm. And this was one of those low times.
Oh, what happened?
Well, you know, I don't like to name names, but Timpani Stefano, she's a senior, called me, and she told me that a boyfriend had been killed in a tragic accident.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Who was her boyfriend?
Some guy named Guy Mezzapani.
Oh, sounds Italian.
Yeah, it is. And, well, you know, that's part of this.
Of what happened?
Yeah. It's part of the God thing in this. So, you know, she called me and said that her boyfriend had been cut in half.
Oh, my God. Gosh, what happened?
Well, he worked at the car, you know, he worked at a car wash. Mm. And you know the thing that swings down to do your windshield?
The big roller thing?
Yeah, well, he was changing out the fuzzy part. Yeah, and that just swung down and zipped him right in half.
Talk about washed in the blood.
I know. So she was so upset, and yeah. I was upset hearing that, and I had to dig deep, Hallie, because I really had to find something to comfort her.
Yeah, what did you say?
Well, I, you know, God just came to me in that moment, and he just put this amazing story on my heart, and I just said, hey, remember Simon Peter?
What about Simon Peter?
Well, just the part where, you know, he got sawed in half for his beliefs while he was preaching in Persia, which is what some historians believe.
Oh, my land.
I know.
So did that work? Did she feel better?
I mean, not at first, but then, you know, I said, Timpani, okay, here's another thing. I got out my phone. I Googled Guy Mezzapani, and I put it in Google Translate, and you know what that means, Hallie? It means man half bread in Italian. And I said, Simon Peter was the rock, and Guy was half man bread.
half man.
Yeah.
Which ended up being his fate.
Exactly.
Wow,
and I just
hope
really
that helped.
I don't know if it did because she, I think she was, I don't know, must have been a bad connection. But she hung up. Anyway, you know, in other news, Hallie, my lady friend, Jay Hat and I, Jen Hatmaker, we got tickets to see all of the surviving members of DC Talk in conversation with one another. And it was just such a romantic evening. Ooh. And dare I say, kind of sexy. Ooh. So that was really, really cool.
Did one of the DC Talk guys die?
Basically. I mean, he said he's not a Christian anymore. So, you know, dead to me.
Yeah.
Hey, how was your week, Hallie?
Oh, I got to tell you, I just fall in love with scripture more every day. And I know I've said it before, but I do a walk through the Bible devotional where you go from Genesis to Revelation in 365 days. So every year I read the Bible from cover to cover. And every day it pairs an Old Testament passage with a New Testament passage to show that the Bible is the perfect book and
love
how
it.
The Old Testament predictions all come through and they all come true in the New Testament.
Right.
It's so cool.
It's cool.
And to be honest, a lot of times when I'm reading the Old Testament stuff, my eyes sort of just glide over the words and I don't always take it all in because it's like Leviticus stuff and it's like, what?
No, oh, I know. It's just begat, begat, begat.
So I was reading the New Testament one. This is 2 Corinthians. This is an oldie but a goodie and we all love it. Love is patient. Love is kind.
Love is kind, yeah.
It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It's not self-seeking. It's not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres.
It's so great.
So
I mean, I've caught
awesome.
Goose flesh right now.
I do too.
It's so great.
It was paired with, look at this, Exodus 20. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation.
Totally.
Because God is love. And these scriptures all over the Bible, they complement each other. It's so cool.
I just love existing in those really complicated sort of dichotomies that scripture gives us. It's so wonderful. It's so powerful.
It's perfect. It's the perfect book.
It really
is. It gives
us
guidance for our whole lives and for everyone's lives. And you know what, Gray? Don't let it get you down that Timpani hung up the phone on you because it's the powerful word of God, whether you want to hear it or not. It's the truth.
I know. Saw me in half.
Ooh.
Too soon?
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin El-Hassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
All trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why do you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis. And at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality Podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis, and at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality Podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone, the comedy podcast, you get a belly full of laughs and a head full of real information. Our gallimaufry of expert guests answer questions on stuff adults need to know. I have mold in my dwelling. What do I do? What's gerrymandering? What happens chemically when I fall in love? How do I handle a parent-teacher conference? What are microbes? Listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone. Solve problems, get laughs.
Just like the dating scene can truly feel like a real plague, our guests today have drawn from the Seven Bowls plague in Revelation. They have the Seven Bowls dating app, a Christian service. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Nicole and Drew Peregrin.
Hey.
Hello. Oh, so excited to be here.
Nicole and Drew, it is so really, it's just really refreshing to meet you because you're members at our church, but you have come up with this amazing dating app for Christians and specifically sort of using Twin Hills as the beta test ground for it. Tell us a little bit about Seven Bowls and how it works.
It just starts out with how Drew and I met. You know, I love the Lord. And one day I was leaving a woman's meeting at Twin Hills, and I saw Drew out in the parking lot.
Chain smoking, beds in the hedges.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, and he said he was a member of the church. We got to talking, and I loved his... excuse me for saying, devil may care attitude. Oh, you know, I'm not into the devil, but I enjoy just, you know, he seems so relaxed and carefree, and he was interested in learning about the Lord.
You ever see that angel episode with the principal from Growing Pains where he reveals that Earth is actually hell?
Wow. I mean, they say the devil has a stronghold here. I mean, this could be hell. It feels like hell. It would make sense of what's happening in our politics and how we lost the White House.
Well, it was Drew, you know, talking about this TV show Angel that let me know that I had a way in. You know, he's watching a show about an angel. I said, why are you attracted to that angel, Drew?
He's a vampire with a soul, you know?
And
that David Boreanaz, you ever look at his abs?
I have not, but I assume they are hard.
Well, I can just tell you, so
check it out.
It's just fun, Hallie, because you can just tell these two really have a passion for Christ and for each other. And I'm just so excited that, yeah, Drew and Nicole, you've used this passion you have for each other and clearly an awesome Christian relationship to try to find that type of thing for other people using technology, which I love.
We hear about these dating apps like Hinge and Bumble and Christian Meet and Christian Friend Finder, but I feel like Seven Bowls being specifically targeted for our Twin Hills community right now is a really special thing people should jump on now while it's just the Twin Hills community, because you're going to meet someone who lives right here in Indianapolis. I mean, how much does it cost to become a member?
It's actually only $29.99 a week.
Oh, that's
a week. So it's real easy.
Yeah, you got to get onto it now. Once you go public, it'll probably, you know, cost a pretty penny.
Oh, God, I can't wait to do one of those IPOs like Elon.
Oh, yeah.
You know that guy?
Yeah, he's cool.
I mean, I don't want to turn into a pump and dump scheme like he did with Tesla, but
happened?
Like the Lord says, you know, get that cash when you can. I think it was like in Ecclesiastes or something.
Yeah,
I think so.
I love just your open approach to the good book because, you know, you are just taking it in, finding what resonates with you. And that's something we all need to be thinking about as church members, okay? The Bible is a workbook. It's a step-by-step guide.
Yeah, it's Mad Libs for, you know, churchies.
This is a huge congregation. But initially, we are only accepting the best of the best single people.
Oh,
do you see?
I see.
So when you join, you are meeting someone who is in love with the Lord and who will love you just as much.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Think of it like it's like the Saint Peter of your heart.
Okay.
Right. Yes. The bouncer at the gates of love.
Yes, and that's you, really. You're the bouncer at the gates. You used to work as a bouncer. Didn't you tell me that?
Oh, yeah. I used to beat people up.
Is that right?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
You know, not like in a unchristlike way.
Right, right. You didn't take pleasure in
it. Look, why do you think it's called Seven Bowls, right? Revelations, warrior Christ. Christ got a sword, right? Uh-huh. He's the Voltron of the Bible. I love it.
Okay, yeah. Yes.
That's my favorite part. That's how she hooked me.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Jesus did. He threw a fit in that temple when he tossed out the money changers. I mean, we know he had a temper if you pushed him. But I'm not as familiar with the seven bowls in Revelation. It's a plague?
Yeah, seven bowls. He told a plague for the non-believers, right? You got sores. You got all your usual ones. Locusts. You know, the sun exploding.
Rivers of blood.
Yes, blood. Rivers of blood.
Killing the first. Firstborn babies, that stuff. Yeah.
They got seas turned to blood and also water. You know, Revelations, Paul's really covering all his bases. Also, water turns to blood, ain't just the seas.
I gotta look this one up. Sometimes Revelation can be so tricky to understand, but I know it's God-breathed, and I know it's the truth.
Well, I love, and I love too, Hallie, that it's really like a founder story. You know, I'm really into like how these companies start. You know, people always say, we started Hewlett-Packard in my garage, we started Apple in some sort of, you know, garage, and it sounds like you two have started this awesome app in the church.
In our marital bed. In our marital bed.
Awesome.
In church. And church. You know, and you know, part of the seven bowls, Revelations, what we want people to feel like is like, I don't have a lot of time left. I better find someone to love me. All
right.
That's the energy around seven bowls. It is hurry up.
Yeah, we don't know the day or the hour that Jesus will return. You got to find love quick.
And I downloaded the app just to kind of see what it was like.
Awesome.
And I love that it's got sort of a doomsday clock right there on the front thing. It's just ticking down and it doesn't. Yeah. And it just says, you know, he's coming back. And it looks really close to midnight right there.
Yeah.
So I really do love that.
That's cool.
Yeah, we got that thing hooked up to the atomic clock thing.
Okay.
You know, the like doomsday clock, the actual doomsday clock that says how close the world is to ending.
Oh, wait, I don't know about this. Is that a thing?
Oh, yeah. So like, you know, the worse things get in the world, the closer we get to midnight. And midnight, that's the apocalypse, baby.
Okay. The tribulation, the after Jesus ascends.
Now, how do you get an app even built? What do you do to do? I mean, how do you do
that? I know. This is a real, I mean, this was my same question. You know, and this is one of the things, you know, Drew, he dreams big and he knows random people.
Oh, I love
that. And that is what I love so much about him. It's like, okay, we're talking. We're like, oh, we need the other members of Twin Hills to feel what we feel.
Right.
And then, I mean, how did you actually get, you know, all the technical stuff? My brain don't get it. Okay.
Sometimes when I was bouncing back in the day, and I kicked someone out, I'd take their wallet and, you know, just kind of like, I'd give them the money back, but I would keep all the rest of the stuff just so it would be like a lesson.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. They had to replacing all their cards.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the hassle.
You got to think twice about, you know, smashing a beer bottle into the jukebox if you got to replace your driver's license all the time, right?
And there need to be consequences for poor behavior, you know?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You're
absolutely.
Welcome.
Thank you.
That's another way she hooked me on the Bible.
The consequences. You love the consequences.
I love the consequences. I hate living in this trash heap of a world with complete injustice everywhere. Love consequences.
So the people you stole from... There was something, a wallet. Yeah, the wallet of like a tech guy. Yeah.
This tech freak, I called him.
So you just called up the tech freak and he sort of built the site for you? Or was that something, did you have to basically say, hey, buddy, I'm not going to give you a wallet back unless was this some quid pro quo there?
I just threatened him. I like looked up some stuff on like the dark web.
Okay.
About his life. You know, mistresses, that kind of stuff.
Oh,
I can do that.
Can anyone get on the dark web? How do you do it?
You get the Tor Onion browser, right?
Okay.
And then you log. You have to get a VPN.
Okay.
Like a Nord VPN or one of those things. So you're sending the signal out to a bunch of different servers, so it becomes untraceable.
Okay.
I don't know if I follow, but
how do you not understand the light of God if you haven't seen the darkest parts of humanity? Right.
Interesting.
Wow, that is a good point, Drew. You know, it makes a lot of sense to me. Think about it. What better penance for a philanderer than to create a website that brings good, honest people together?
Oh, I love that. I love that. That's such a it's such a story of redemption.
Exactly.
It really
so
is.
We, you know, in a way, we gave him a gift, allowing him to be of service without us having to pay him. You see?
I do want to ask, so speaking of the beautiful love affair that you two are currently engaged in this beautiful marriage, I was wondering, because I bet a lot of these, I have never used a dating site, full disclosure, but I would imagine that a lot of the like secular, wicked dating sites that are just trying to hook these people up who are just interested in, you know, crawling all over and pawing on each other's bodies and taking their clothes off at the first chance they can and all that, I would imagine that the criteria of what you put in on these wicked sites is probably like what I look like in a bikini, how big a man's pecs are, and you know, how well he products his hair, and
superficial.
Like you're watching an episode of Angel right now.
Yeah, these criteria. Well, what are the criteria that you use in Seven Bowls? Like how do you, you know, have people represent themselves so they can find other people of God?
Well, it starts, you know, it's a 900 page quiz.
Oh wow.
Well, page. Before you get scared off, pages on your phone.
Yeah, 900 pages on your phone. Okay. So you can do it. Okay. And it's, you know, a quiz, and it's just asking you, again, we actually say, we don't even put a picture until the end. So someone would have to read all of your information before seeing what you look like.
Yeah. Like what clothes is going to be left behind when you raptured?
Awesome. Right?
Exactly. Exactly. If you had to die by any plague, which one would you prefer?
Right. You know, which of the seven dragon heads is you?
Okay, if, you know, God could turn you anything, a la Pillar of Salt, what would you want to be turned into?
Oh, that's a fun one.
We said cumin.
Cumin.
You both said cumin. I mean, a specific spice.
Yeah, yeah.
What? And then I also really love, too, just looking through here, is that I just love how one guy on here can match with up to seven women at a time. Is that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I think it's important. Didn't you say men need options? Isn't that what you said to me, Drew?
Yeah. What am I supposed to? It's one to look. Obviously, when you're in the bosom of Christ, it's one on one. Right.
Right.
But like before he opens up his bosom to you, you got to have options. Yeah. How many running backs does a football team have? They don't just have one and then that dude gets injured.
Right.
And the team got a forfeit for the rest of the season?
Oh, that's a great metaphor.
I'm seeing here, too, as Gray is flipping through the app, I see here that you have a blue verification checkmark for sexual purity so that people can be verified that I have remained sexually pure. That is awesome. I mean, do you just go on the honor system with that, or do you have a way of proving it?
No.
What are you nuts?
Oh, because people just lie and say I'm a virgin.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, No, you got to have a doctor check.
Drew knows a doctor. I told you he knows people.
It's all who you know.
Was it another doctor that had come into the bar?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This guy got rowdy. He drank a fifth of that Pappy Van Winkle bourbon.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Sounds wicked.
It's this southern bourbon like rich people drink.
Okay.
And he was like, he was really puffing up, you know, like, look at me. I can afford this like rich people's bourbon. And he was like knocking over tables and stuff. I pick him up by his face.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I just slam him into the wall.
Wow. I mean, the life of a bouncer.
And that is so neat that just comes full circle that he's now able to help you with this virgin verification.
Well, he probably had to sign on to get his wallet back.
It's also redemption. Okay,
yes.
You think you're better than everyone, sir? Mm-hmm. You're out here braggadocio,
mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know what's going to humble you?
Mm.
Looking at 40 hymens in one day.
Yeah.
All right, you're going to see the majesty of Christ.
That's
you absolutely
right.
will.
And this guy ain't no gyno, so you know he doesn't want to.
Well, how do you prove it on a man? I mean, how do you, is it more like a, do you have to ask them a series of questions to see if they have a, like, unlawful carnal knowledge they shouldn't have, or is there something on the actual genitals that proves if it has touched another genital or not? Like with a woman, you can actually prove it, but what about a guy?
Well, you got two options. One, lie detector.
Oh yeah,
right?
Of course. Yes.
The other, we can shock your. Can I say this on the thing? Shock your glands.
Oh really? And what is it? What do you see if you shock it? It shows if it has ever ejaculated or not.
Yeah, you listen to the way. Well, I mean, they're going to be like night kind of ejaculations and stuff. We can't stop that. That's the Lord's ejaculations, right? You know. But like, you shock it, you listen, and you record the sound wave.
Oh wow!
Off of the gland.
This is quite a science.
Glands.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. It's science. It's science. You know, people think you can't have science and religion. And we say, no, absolutely
not.
Yeah,
that's right. See,
Seven Bowls is the perfect combination. Okay. We are using tech. We're using medicine. We're using revelation.
The doomsday atomic clock.
Man.
Absolutely.
And would you say that sexual purity is the highest value on your dating site? Like, if somebody does not prove to still be virginal, do they go into a lesser category, or how does it work?
No. I mean, they just don't show up first. Okay. Right? When you open up, you put in your criteria, you know, level of Lord love, mm-hmm. LLL, cool. All right, oh, from cool. 1 to 5. Uh-huh. What do you need? What do you have? And then what do you need? And then what will come up first are the verified people. And then as you scroll down, and get well, there you go. Some wild cards, some question marks.
Because look, and we ain't prejudiced against these wild cards, right? Wasn't I a wild card before you found me?
Oh, weren't you?
Right.
Weren't you? Indeed.
You brought me into the hands of God.
Yeah.
God put his hands out.
Yeah.
Held me.
Yep.
Kissed me.
Yep.
Really? Petted me.
Nursed you.
Ooh,
nursed me.
Wow. That is, I mean, Jesus really does love us like we've never been loved before.
About how long did you date before you got married?
About 6 weeks.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Really fast.
Awesome.
We knew right away. He told me I was pretty and smart. I'm in.
Done and done.
Done and done. And he also said, you know, what did you say when you proposed? You said,
we doing this or what?
After that, you said, I'd like to combine my debt with yours.
Oh.
And I said, I have no debt.
One time.
And he said, great.
Oh, that's
so that's so why, you know, we did it quickly.
Because I got to tell you, the lawsuits, like from
the
violent, I'll be honest, it was, I have had a violent past.
Absolutely.
And, you don't grab a doctor by the face and slam him up against a wall, no matter what the guy's done, without getting a lawsuit.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, right.
You get served. You get served.
Well, I'm just so glad that God, the redeeming power of Christ has really transformed your heart, Drew, because I'm so glad now to know that I can tell. I have a teenage son named Day, and my son Day, I want to tell him, guess what, buddy boy? There, I can shock your glands and find out if you've been putting your diddler where it shouldn't be fiddler. You know what I mean?
How old is your son Day?
Right. He is a teen boy. I have my hands full. I mean, and you know, boys, they can only think of one thing.
Absolutely. Well, and that's
football.
Why... If they're good boys, if I they're good so. Boys like Drew, okay? But I asked, you know, because we have a minimum age requirement, 12 for girls, 16 for boys.
Okay. Oh, cool. That's cool.
You know, it's about when their maturity is at the same level.
Totally.
And so they can start that young. So if there is a young man or an old boy who loves the Lord, okay, and is looking for someone else to start a family, you can do that. You can do that at 16.
Just for the record, I just want everyone to know that the age things was my wife's idea.
Well, I know what I wanted when I was 12. A good Christian man.
That's
totally.
Right.
On the record, I just want everyone to know I said age of consent.
And you know what? It depends on where you're located. Okay? Mm-hmm. And the question really is, what does God consent to?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And girls really need to get a move on, to be honest. Talk about a ticking clock to doomsday. I mean, a man can procreate for his entire life, and a woman has a window that just continues to shrink. So we got to get on it, because we got to get in these godly relationships and make more Christians.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And the app must be doing quite well, because I you know, I did notice that car that you pulled up in. What is that? A Maybach? I'm not even sure what that's called.
It was a pretty penny, not as pretty as the old Mrs. over
oh,
here.
Oh, I love that. How much? Do you mind if I ask, what's the pretty, how much?
You know, 500,000, give
oh
or take.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Is it self-driving? I've always wanted to go in a self-driving car.
Oh, baby, this thing is decked out with everything. It's self-driving. If it catches on fire, which it will, it calls the cops and the fire people.
Yep, it's self-parking. I mean, you should see this thing parallel park in a snowstorm. It's wild.
Okay, good. Oh, yeah, you know, because speaking of cops, I did notice there is a police officer outside right now looking at the car, and I'm not really sure what, it's got his lights on.
Drew.
Come on.
Drew.
I paid my debt to society.
Mm. Drew and Nicole Peregrine were played by Andy Beckerman and Naomi Ekperigin. They have a great podcast called Couples Therapy, and Naomi has a stand-up special dropping any day now on Netflix, so be sure to check them out. And follow them at Andy Beckerman and at Blackdress Comedy. I'm Holly Laurent, playing Hallie Labonte, and Grey Haas was played by Greg Hess. Follow us and Mega the Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if you really want to get out of hell free card, support us on Patreon. The link is in the show notes.